Hey everyone, it's Dan. Thank you for subscribing and listening to You're the Man Now, Dog. We're back with another Happy Tizer. This is a patron-only special content deleted scene from a Happy Hour episode we recorded with Talia Tabin and Victoria Longwell, but did not release due to different issues with sound and video and all that jazz. But there was still some stuff out there that we wanted our patrons to be able to hear. You can go into our archives on Patreon and listen to us interviewing Tim Blaine, the composer of the Happy Hour theme song. And this one is also music related. We discuss our playlist singular, that we all put together. We submitted 4 songs and organized them to make a little Happy Hour playlist that you can listen to while you're sipping on your Happy Hour drinks. Maybe you're in a Zoom waiting room, doing a Happy Hour with some friends, and while you're waiting, you want to put some music on, so put on our playlist. I mistakenly in this episode say that if you search You're the Man Now, Dog on Spotify, you can find the playlist. The truth is, the playlist is under the username MANDOGPOD, so that's what you'd have to search to find it. You can follow that Spotify account, and that will have all our future playlists for every Happy Hour episode and other playlist-related episodes we do, and this is the point where I take a quick pause to make sure I've said everything. I bet you professional hosts write down what they're supposed to say, and then they just go, okay, I've checked everything off the list. I did not do that, so now I'm just making sure I said everything and gave you all the little caveats. Yep, that's it. Follow us on Spotify. Keep listening. Hope you're all safe, healthy, and as happy as possible. I was just saying happy. Why not? Why is possible? I hope you're all safe, healthy, and happy. Bye.
This is the time for a beer or a wine, old-fashioned or whiskey sour. My favorite place with my favorite people, and these are the sounds of Happy Hour.
Can you sound happy but look angry while you're talking?
Sound happy but look angry.
Oh
yeah, I
can you give us an example, please? Yeah. Victoria, give us an example.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Little Doms. This is Victoria. How may I help you? Did I sound happy but look not happy?
Yes.
You looked a little robotic to me. But I'll give you that as unhappy.
Okay.
Can I see it and hear it one more time?
Yeah, I'd like a repeat.
Because if I'm being honest, I was preparing my deadpan.
Maybe it's can you sound happy but look emotionless then, I
guess. Okay. Yeah, that's fun too.
Because
okay,
I think it's hard to sound upbeat while not smiling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That is hard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling Little Doms. This is Victoria. I can't do it now. I feel weird. Someone else try.
Yeah, the only way I can sort of do it is you sort of end up sounding sarcastic.
Yeah. It's like very...
Hi, thanks for calling Little Doms. I can't do it.
Here, let me try one.
Okay.
It is sarcastic. I can't think of how to do it without sounding sarcastic, even in my head. Wow, you got engaged. I'm so happy for you.
That's pretty good.
Okay, that was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I could definitely feel like the meanness coming through.
I can hear you guys coddling me in your tone.
No. So,
Not me. You were mean.
Okay. I'm going to try the welcome to Little Doms. How can I help you? No, I can't do it.
Do it!
Okay.
An actor prepared.
Hi. I'm gonna drink martini. I can't do it.
This is good. So the goal is to try to sound happy but look upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like okay. Very challenging. What if I said? What if I was like, yeah, I'd be so happy. Oh, maybe I do sound sarcastic. Yeah, we can absolutely help you do that. I'd love to help you do that. I don't know. How do I sound? How do I look?
That was good.
That was good.
That was pretty good, but it does, there is a hint of sarcasm. Like, there is a hint of, like, it's like condescension almost. Like, yeah, that sounds perfect. Of course. Why don't we just go fucking, like, buy a balloon and cake and we'll come over for your birthday?
It does sound like condescension.
You said, let's go fucking buy a balloon, but smiled. It would sound happy.
I guess you can't convey happiness without smiling.
It's a big part
and it's of it. Tonal. Yeah, I think it is tonal. You can just hear it.
When you guys
hi, welcome to Little Dumps. How can I help you today? Didn't work at all. Just trying to be pissed, but not let them know. But I definitely let them know.
You let them know. When you guys are out and about wearing masks, I try to smile at everybody, but with my eyes. So I get very much like,
Yeah, weird wrinkles are going to emerge from this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always want to go.
Yeah.
Don't touch your mask.
I know. Don't touch your mask. Good advice.
Do you think it's okay to touch the outside of it to pull it up and maybe scrunch your nose a little bit?
If you've ever touched your mask, it's broken. If you've ever even put on your mask with your fingers, you can't wear it.
You're sick.
I haven't gone out in about a week and a half, I think, or maybe 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Ooh, because you got that sweet backyard.
Yeah, huh? I've been hanging out in the backyard, which is nice. I do my only like real blood movement is like 20 to 30 minutes of yoga.
That's great.
Yeah. But I just like, I think I have like a deep seated lack of trust for other people and the universe. So I'm like sheltering myself in a way that is.
That's fine. I think it's good for you and good for other people right now. Like there's no downside to that. You have an outdoors, you're doing exercise, like you're fine.
Yeah. Thanks everybody.
Now, we made a playlist for this, right? Because at every happy hour, there's a nice little bit of background music. Hopefully, you've got your ambiance right. The staff is treating you well. The drinks are flowing, right? So we each picked 4 songs to make a Spotify playlist that Dan created. Cheers.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis. And Dan, how can people find that playlist?
I think we're just going to link to it on our Patreon, and we'll put a link in the episode description wherever you got this episode. But you can also follow the You're the Man Now Dog Spotify, and you'll see all our playlists anytime we do any sort of like interactive playlist. So look up, just Google You're the Man Now Dog in your Spotify.
And then I wonder look if us up in your Spotify. If they want to write in and guess who picked what songs. Oh, wait, no, we're going to tell them right now. We're going to tell them. Never mind.
Yeah, well, maybe we can tell them each of our favorite song that we picked that's in there and maybe talk about why we picked it.
Okay, great. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
I will, I'll start. I really like this song called I put in here called let me find it. Oh yeah. This La Festa by Adriano Calentano.
Yeah.
It's an Italian song, and I believe that this artist I played a little early. I believe this artist has another song that Casey Traile used as inspiration for our theme song when he first sent some of his things. And so I was listening to their other songs, and I really like this one. And it's just got full Italian summer vibes, and I love it. So here's a little taste of it. I mean, this feels like it would be like on and John Hamm's third wife's house in Mad Men or something like that.
Yeah. Or like the four of us on a yacht in Italy, just like drinking and the wind blowing. It's like, what are we going to do today?
Yes.
It's like a montage song too.
Yes.
Yes.
Like people traveling through the country or something.
Oh, that's a good tune.
I can give you no information about it, but it feels like it's from the 60s. And that like 60s, like kind of poppy, upbeat, like driving rock music. I never seek it out, But if I ever like hear a song like that, I'll be like, oh, I got to Shazam this. This is mm-hmm. what I want my personality to be, actually.
Totally.
Ooh. Is that the kind of music you're going to play when you learn piano? Or are you going to try to learn to play driving rock and roll? Or are you going to try to learn
that'll
to play
be fun.
Tchaikovsky?
I'll definitely hit some Tchaikovsky first. You got to learn, you got to know your history to play the future, you know?
Yeah.
But I haven't even thought about what I would play. There's like some songs that would be fun to try to like, or like dumb 90s pop punk songs that I used to listen to that in my mind would be really fun to like rearrange as like slower piano songs when I actually have the skill to figure out how to do that. That's something I would like to do.
That's so fun.
That's cool.
I love that.
Yeah. There's a song called Nose Ring Girl by Nerf Herder that I heard it recently. I was like, oh, this song would be very funny as like a slower ballad.
It's called Nose Ring Girl by Nerf Herder.
Nerf Herder is the band and Nose Ring Girl is the song.
That's wild.
And it's all about being in love with a girl who has a nose ring.
I mean, that's fine.
Should we get into another song?
Yeah. Their songs were very stupid.
Talia, what was your favorite that you picked?
I mean, they were all my favorite. But I feel like the most like vibe, like all of us together, fun vibe is Paul Simon, Me and Julio.
Mm-hmm.
Down by the Schoolyard.
Mm-hmm. A classic. Yeah. If you haven't heard that song, where have you been?
Just a really great one. It just like makes me so excited. That's one of the ones I have Tim play for me.
Ooh. This one ended up getting selected as the first song on the list because it just feels like such an intro song. Like it feels like you begin anything with this and it like gives you the vibe.
Yeah. It's just, it just makes me feel so happy and excited. And it feels very summer, right? Like I feel like it's not really like, and we're walking in the snow. It feels like we're at the beach or we're like at a baseball game or like something fun.
Ugh.
I just really like
Victoria Mrs.
Paul
Baseball.
Simon. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bring it up.
There's nobody like Paul Simon?
No, I'm saying I really like him.
Oh, you like him? Yeah.
It's really happy. I feel like his stuff is really happy.
Yeah, even like his sad stuff feels happy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that back to my pop punk heritage. I know that song super well because it was on like the second Me First in the Gimme Gimmes album. Which is like a pop punk cover band made up of a bunch of different dudes in different punk bands. And so that was the first time I ever heard this song and like knew it by heart before I ever heard the Paul Simon
one. Oh, that's so cute.
That's funny. Did it sound crazy when you heard the Paul Simon one? Were you like, what?
No.
That happens to me often.
No.
I feel like that happens to me often whenever I hear like the old version of a song that I liked was based on, I'm like, I feel lied to. I feel wait, that Nelly song was by a white guy in the 60s?
Yeah. Yeah. The craziest one of that is Regulators, like the original version of that being a Michael McDonald song. That's like, I can't forget. they sampled like that weird sounding song for a song about getting back at people who rob you.
Right.
So funny. Victoria, what about you? Which one did you pick?
Well, it's tough to pick a favorite, but I guess I'd go with for right now, Better Things by The Kinks. Just because that feels like I don't know. It's like the type of thing I want to hear right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lyrically, obviously the title, you understand the song, what the song's about, but like lyrically, what does it mean to you?
I don't know. I guess.
You don't have to have an answer to that.
Well, I was going to go down a rabbit hole and say a weird thing, but about who I
say
think,
it.
What point of view I think. No, I won't.
You can
I
say
don't,
whatever you want. Now, we can cut anything.
Because no, it's very based on the chorus, and I'm like, what if I go back and look at that full lyrics, and I'm like, this is wrong.
But that's the whole point of music, is it can be whatever you think it means to you.
No, I just, I don't know. To me, it's like a person who's been like lifeless and now it's like coming back.
Oh, fun.
It also feels like a good spring song, etc. Oh, yeah.
Rebirth.
Yeah. I like it's really good to see you rocking out. Feels like a, it's like a sweet one.
Hell yeah.
God, that makes, nice. Doesn't that kind of sound like the Cranberries? That like amazing song by the Cranberries?
Backing guitar sounded
All my life. I'm going to put that on our next one.
Love the Cranberries.
That's good. I think mine that I would choose for this one is Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. Because it feels like, or is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what you put.
Just because it feels like, you know, you're a few drinks in, you're kind of feeling loose, and then just a lovey song comes on. You just start swaying around. That I like that.
That's so fun.
Yeah. Maybe this comes on in the restaurant when you've already finished talking. You're just sort of hanging.
You're like waiting for the bell, and everybody's like, oh, I love this song.
Yeah. Everyone's like, ooh, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good song.
That's that great. Is a good this, one.
Every one of these, in like its own different way, makes me feel like the like nights when I was in Italy with friends, and like we would just be sitting outside, like watching people walk by with their dogs, or like 19-year-olds like getting drunk, and then also like 65-year-olds. And just kind of like people watching, and the music, just all this music is like that vibe to me.
God, why is Italy so perfect? You know, like why is Italy so just like,
I don't know. Rah.
I wonder if Italian people who vacationed in America have a story like that, where they're like, I was walking down 3rd Street Promenade and Miley Cyrus came on and it was just like, yeah, this is the vibe.
Oh my God.
Party in the USA, baby.
I almost put that one on.
I like that song.
I do like that song.
I like that song and I thought it would be like a little rowdy, like fun, like maybe you're on your second drink and everybody's still talking and they're like, I put my hands and I'm playing my song, you know.
Mm-hmm. I almost put Chandelier on. But then decided that was a going out night song.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. It's a little like kick the door down when you've gotten dressed
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
I put one of those on. I put Bitter Love on, and that is Bitter like a Love chandelier night. Type song. But I was like, I don't know, maybe we're like feeling our feelings.
It can't all be the same tone.
Right.
Yeah. Our brains were all kind of in similar places. Like I kind of like relate to everybody's choice where it was like a little bit of it was like, I want something that'll like make me feel like positive and upbeat and kind of like hanging out and having a good time. But also like one or two of my choices are like, I put like a song called June 21st that is like Victoria's where it's like about like the is June 21st and this winter was the worst we've ever seen. And it's like everything is over and now it's like we're looking forward and thank God that shit's done.
That's nice.
Like it's very hopeful in my mind for that part.
I also relate to the certain songs that like get you more when you're a certain level of drunk.
Because
I put Criminal on by Fiona Apple because there's like a certain level of tipsy that I get where hearing a song like that, you know, like a feels like a bad girl song or something.
Yeah.
They like hit in a great way then.
It like hits you and you're like,
drinks in.
This is me tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's me never, but I like to feel like it is.
Well, I think it clearly is. I think you got to get in touch with it more. Clearly, you know, it wants to be out there.
It taps in. It taps into something.
Do you feel that you need to be redeemed by the one you sinned against?
Yeah, because he's all I've ever known of love. Yeah.
We were talking over the text chain a little bit. That new Fiona Apple album that everyone said rules, I listened to it, and they were right. It rules. It's so good.
It's so good.
I wanted
She's
to pick
so
that.
Good.
She's I forgot, and it's like such a cool sound. It's like a cool mix of sounds, and it's weirdly like there are parts that are like anthem-y and like confident and driving, mm-hmm. and other ones that are like, there's some that sound like tune yards a little bit, like just kind of like repetitively beating you in the head almost.
Uh-huh.
But there's a song on there called For Her that I really like that I was going to put on as I was listening to the first half. And then the second half, it's about like a wife being assaulted by her husband. And I was like, oh, never mind.
Oh,
but it is a fantastic song. It's not a happy hour song.
Gotcha.
Sad hour.
Sad hour. I got to go back and listen to For Her again, though. The one that really got me was the title song, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. I love the vibe of it. It's a good vibe.
Stella is like just kind of anxious next to me.
Aww.
I don't know what she wants, because she won't leave my room, but she also won't lay down.
So I like her little feet taps.
And pacing. Yeah, yeah. You can hear some taps.
Well, Toby's fully blackout on the bed.
Good for him. Do you guys have like that Fiona Apple thing made me think about with music or any art? When everyone is talking about how great it is, you're less likely to try to hear it.
Yes. Sure. I personally have not listened to the Fiona Apple. Yeah.
Neither.
Yeah. It's so good. But like,
you
I'm
just
so
push
happy,
me
like,
one step further away.
Honestly, there's some.
But
there's,
then there's the ones. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say there's some music. And I know this is not like a me specific, but I find to be that I'm like extremely sensitive to music, and like certain things will make me feel like too weird or like too sad or like too upset. And that's why I stick with musicals, baby. I know the story. I know what's going to happen. No, but I just know that like when I listen to Fiona Apple, like I feel weird in a sad.
Some like, of her stuff is weird.
I don't know how to process it, I guess.
Yeah. It's like the more I think about like the idea of making things or art in any way, it's like such an achievement to make people feel how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not a feeling that you might enjoy, but so you're like, I don't want to listen to this again.
Yeah.
But like, it's such a crazy thing to be able to be like, this is what I feel like inside, and then turn that into a song and people can like feel the same as you.
It's wild.
I'm going to go let Stella out. She's getting antsy.
Oh, okay.
All right. BRB. Love you, Stella.
Bye,
love
Stella. You,
Stella.
Love you.
That's a straight her name desire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get what you're saying about the Fiona Apple stuff. She's definitely not my vibe, because it does feel too scary for me. But I think she's probably a brilliant artist.
Agreed, 100%. Like, it has nothing to do with like how good of the music it is. It's just like, mm-hmm. I just am certainly not in the mood to listen to it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like comedies. You know?
Love a good comedy.
I like comedy music.
Yeah.
I like Raffy, and I like
Adam Sandler's stuff.
I like his darker stuff.
Spiral.
I'll listen to his darker stuff.
Raffy and Adam Sandler.
All that comedy
those
are my stuff.
Guys.
Those classic. Are
I guess I like hilarious Jews.
This is the time for